Good evening and welcome, dear members of the VegGround Podcast Supporters Club. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday night podcast. Hope you are well, and I am happy to share with you a few tasks that we can be doing throughout July, as well as a few seeds. I normally try and include these on the newsletter, but over the last few months, the newsletter has grown and so much information going in there, it's getting harder and harder to fit it all into an A4 page. So I thought, let's use it for content. So what seeds can we sow this month? It's July is really a fantastic time for seed sowing and nurturing various crops. And the main thing that I do want to remind you is that a lot of these seeds that we're going to sow now can be sown in areas where they're empty, where we've harvested things. A lot of our onions, our garlic, our potatoes, those beds are becoming empty, and I want to see those filled up with more and more vegetables. So first of all, carrots, and these can be sown directly into a well-prepared soil, and they just need thinning out as they grow in order to avoid overcrowding. Next, we have beetroot, much in the same way, directly into some well-prepared soil in drills. Ensure the soil is moist and then thin out the seedlings when they are about 5 centimetres tall. Now, lettuce is something that we continue to sow throughout July. In fact, we try and sow that all year round. And I always think it's good to try different varieties to try and make a tasty salad mix. Radishes next, and radishes are something that we pretty much try and sow every week. They're fast growing and they can be harvested in a pretty short time, and they're a quick and easy crop. French beans. We sowed French beans a couple of months ago, but it is still time to sow some more. I'm going to put them straight into the bed where my overwintered broad beans were, so that that bed is then put to use. Courgettes, and these can be sown in individual pots or directly in the ground. Just keep them well watered and provide support as they grow. It may seem a little late for courgettes, but if you do need to sow some more, go ahead and do it. Obviously, we've got herbs like basil, coriander, dill to add fresh flavours to many culinary creations. I do like my herbs, and they are a great thing to always have growing. Then kale. Kale is a good one for overwintering growing, and they can be grown in a nursery bed or directly into the ground and then thinned out once they have developed a couple of true leaves. And if we sow them now, they should get us through the winter. So good one there. Swiss chard. I'm actually sending Swiss chard out this month, and they can be sown directly into a well-prepared soil and then just keep harvesting those leaves for continuous supply of nutritious greens. Cucumbers, and it may be a little bit late to get cucumbers, but if you've got some space in a greenhouse, you can still do it. Then just get them into larger and larger containers. It's something I probably do need to sow more of, because we have lost our cucumbers down on the allotment. Now finally, spinach. Now spinach is a seed that can be sown in well-drained soil. Harvest the leaves when they are young, and that should do okay. Now, let's move on to some tasks that we can focus on throughout July. Watering. Now, this is obviously a major job. With warm weather, it's crucial to help water our plants regularly. I like to really give certain beds a good soaking once a week so that the roots then dive down deeper. But things I'm growing in pots are going to need a bit more regular watering. Pest control, of course. Keep an eye out for pests like aphids, slugs and snails, and remove them by hand. We use organic pest control methods to protect your crops. Harvesting. Many vegetables such as peas, beans and early potatoes are going to be ready for harvesting this month. And this is a good chance to enjoy fruits of our labour, especially things like soft fruit. They're going to be in a pretty good condition now. Then we've got weeding. Keep on top of weeding. Keep the beds weed free. I know that's something that we always talk about and is such a major part, but it's, you know, keep on top of it. It does make life easier. Then we've got pruning and training. Prune tomato plants to remove side shoots and train them up against the sturdy support. Same with cucumbers and many other plants. Successional sowing. We've just spoken about sowing lettuce and radishes, but it's well worth sowing these regular intervals in order to keep them going and have plenty all year round. And then mulching. You know, I love a good organic mulch around my plants. Helps retain moisture and suppress weeds and control the soil temperature. Grass clippings, compost, anything you can lay your hands on will do the job. Then feeding, you know, using a balanced organic fertilizer to ensure that their plants are getting plenty of nutrients for healthy development. Quite an important one, this. It's something that we cannot stress enough. Pinching and pruning. So pinching out your broad beans if they're getting black fly infestation, and certain herbs that, like mint or basil, encourages bushier growth and also prevents them from going to seed. With higher temperatures, it's a good time to ventilate your greenhouse to prevent heat buildup, or consider installing shading or shade cloth to protect those tender plants. Harvest and preserve. As crops ripen, harvest them at their peak and then look at preserving them through freezing, pickling, making jams and sauces. Crop rotation. Start planning your crop rotation for the following season. That's something I've already planned and worked out my routine for. Composting, of course, something we need to do more of, certainly here, is compost as much as we possibly can. Any organic matter, anything that was once alive, can be composted. And don't forget to turn your compost regularly, your compost pile regularly, to aid the decomposition. And then, of course, just keeping your garden tidy, removing spent crops, weeds and debris, and regular maintenance helps. And there's one other thing that I do want to mention is during June, many of our apple trees or pear trees may drop a load of fruit in what's known as the June drop. Mine haven't done it this year. So what we might have to do is just go out and thin some of these fruits. That way the fruits left behind have more space to grow and produce bigger and better fruits. So something else to think about that might be worth doing through July. Now, of course, remember to each, remember that your garden is going to be different to anybody else's, but just adjust to your own tasks and seeds based on your location. And more importantly, enjoy your garden. It's a time of year when we can sit back and enjoy the fruits of our labour, being it looking at how bright it is or how colourful it is, or just harvesting some of the delicious fruits and vegetables. Right, I have not sown any seeds today because I just figured it's a bit too early, but we will be back with more seed sowing as we go on throughout this week and throughout this month. So until next time, please take care.